Welcome back to Soccer Matters here on ESPN 97.5. And, of course, it's always a real treat when you can get Steve Nichol on the program. Of course, you know him from Major League Soccer, coaching the New England Revolution, plus an outstanding career for Scotland and Liverpool. He joins us now, and I'm sure the Liverpool fans in Houston are going to enjoy this interview with Steve. Steve, thank you very much for taking the time to do this.
No problem, Glenn. Always good fun.
Always good fun to see you. I think the last time we were calling some sort of a game up in Bristol. But 32 years ago, you were named the Professional Football Writers Player of the Year as a defender. It took 32 years for another defender to finally be named in Ruben Diaz of Manchester City. And I just kind of wanted to get a few of your thoughts on that, because it is pretty remarkable it's taken that long to kind of give some props to defenders.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's pretty straightforward that in today's game particularly, and certainly from when I won it, things started to change as far as how the game was looked upon, as far as the new wave of coaches, players, spectators, supporters. They weren't interested in defending. It was all about attacking. You know, everything was about how do we make things easier for forwards to score goals. So they start changing the rules. You know, you can't pass it back to the goalkeeper because that kills the game, but that makes it tougher on defenders. So everything ever since I won that award has been geared towards forwards and goal scoring. And so the fact that Virgil van Dijk almost won it last year, and the fact that Ruben Diaz has won it this year, kind of tells him that at last, people are beginning to understand that, you know what, it's one thing to be scoring goals, but defending is just as important. And Ruben Diaz getting this award tells you that it's important. Would Manchester City have won the Premier League without the signing of Ruben Diaz? I don't think they would have. So I'm glad to see eventually, again, defendants getting a bit of limelight.
ESPN's Steve Nichol joining us now. I really appreciate him being on the show tonight, brought to you by the Daspit Law Firm. All right, Steve, before we get into Ruben Diaz, I want to take you back to 1989. When you got that award, I mean, was that surprising to people? I mean, what was the reaction? Because, you know, in our country, you know, we just look at a headline. If a guy scored a goal and had an assist and you won 2-1, he's the player of the match. But I'm wondering how that was taken back in 1989.
My recollection would be, and I have the fact that Ruben Diaz won it the way he did, actually kind of, in some ways, it was pretty similar to the way and the reason I won it, because at the start of the season, our main centre-half and captain, Alan Hansen, got injured, who was a centre-back, and so we didn't have anybody else to play there. And so I went and played centre-back, and, you know, we probably should have won the league. We lost it in the last day of the season against Arsenal. But the fact that I went back there and performed the way I did, as Ruben Diaz performing the way he did, and that meant the City won it, the way I performed meant that we almost won it. We lost it by one goal. We lost it on goal difference. And so the similarities are there. You know, he changed the fortunes of Manchester City defensively. And I like to think I did the same back in 89 when I went and played centre-back.
And let's face it, when Alan Hansen goes down, there's a lot of eyeballs on you playing that position, no question.
Yeah, well, fortunately, I had played there a few times before with Alan. And so, you know, I wasn't getting thrown into something that I didn't know. But as I said, it turned out great. I can't complain, certainly on a personal level. And I just, listen, for me, I was just playing. When you're playing and when you're doing it, you don't really think about it. I certainly think about it a lot more now that I'm older. And every time this award comes up, somebody will mention it. And then I kind of drift back to what it actually means. Because at the time, it's very difficult to understand what it actually means. Now that I'm a bit of an old geezer, I can look back and I see the great players that have won it. I see Ruben Diaz winning it. And I think, well, you know what? If they thought my contribution was that important, as much as somebody like Ruben Diaz, then my goodness, what a great honor.
Certainly it is. Steve Nicol joining us here, former Liverpool great, won the PFA player, Writers Player of the Year Award in 1989 as a defender. 32 years later, Ruben Diaz of Manchester City has won it. Does he seem mature beyond your years? He does to me when I hear him speak and the way he handles himself, the way he adapted from playing in Portugal to the Premier League. Pretty remarkable stuff.
Yeah, well, I think the key to him, and actually I would suggest the majority of the City players, is that they don't play for themselves. You know, they play for each other. The most important thing is the guy standing next to you. The most important thing is if somebody makes a mistake, you're there to cover. And ultimately, if you're all doing that, that means that if you make a mistake, which Ruben Diaz pretty much didn't, then there's somebody else there to cover you. So he's really gone into a culture that made it easy for him to settle straight away, because, you know, the minute he walked on the field, he would understand and he could see that everybody there was there to help him rather than help themselves. And so he just followed on, and he's doing the very same.
Transitional defending the year before was something, you know, we always saw sometimes City getting hit on the counterattack and on the break. It's identified. They bring in Ruben Diaz. He becomes the player of the year. What sort of effect did he have on John Stones?
I think the effect that had on John Stones was more probably about talking to him and positioning him when City were going forward. Listen, the best, you know, defending, the best thing to do as a defender is to smell it out before it starts. And to do that, you need to be in good positions when, you know, your teammates are going forward, so that when the ball's coughed up or the ball's lost, you're in a good starting position to defend, and not maybe 20 or 30 yards away where the opposition get ahead of steam up. You know, everybody's running at you 100 miles an hour, and then it's really difficult. Once that steam train gets going, it's tough to stop it. So you're basically stopping any trouble before it begins. And I think that's what Diaz has done for Stones. He's talked to him and he's put him in little positions, maybe 3 or 4 yards, either further forward or maybe left or right on occasion, depending on where the opposition are. You know, that's huge. 3 or 4 yards in a game that's moving at such a fast pace is absolutely critical. And so I would suggest that's the biggest thing that Diaz has done for Stones, because Stones himself is a great player. He's actually a better defender than we give him credit for, and I think we've seen the best of him because he's had somebody that's been there to help him. And as I said, that couple of yards, wherever it may be, is huge. And so that's my opinion of how Diaz has helped Stones.
The beginning of your answer, I somehow felt like that was maybe a little testimony you once gave to a New England Revolution center back. It just, I heard the coach in you coming out there with the subtle little tips, right?
Yep, Mr. Parkhurst. He was in charge. When we were going forward, his job was to sort everybody around him, and he was great at that. You know, we played three because of him. And so he was in charge of two either side, whether it was Jay Heaps or Avery John. He was the one that had to talk to them, get them in positions, the sort of positions I'm talking about with Diaz and Stones, so that when we do cough the ball up, then it's easier to defend. So, yeah, I had this conversation with Mr. Parkhurst a few times.
I don't doubt it. And, you know, Steve Nicol joining us, Liverpool New England Revolution coach. You must be very proud of the career Michael Parkhurst had, because you obviously had a very big influence on it. I mean, took it all the way through Atlanta, became a big part of that in front of 50,000, 60,000 people, national team. I mean, that's got to be incredibly – how you know, where do you put that on the scale of satisfying between being a coach and being a player?
Oh, it's absolutely – there's nothing better than getting a young player and then watching them progress. And you know, at the end of the day, you know, at the end of the day, you have to have a certain mindset, and you have to have certain abilities just to be a professional and just to play the game. After that, you know, you can give players little nuggets. You know, like Parky, I always told Parky, if you're ever outside the width of the goals, then you're in the wrong spot.
Right.
You know, little things like that. Just, and again, that goes back to starting positions as well. You know, if Parky's outside the goals on the left or outside the post on the right, he's in the wrong spot. I need him in the middle. Wherever it is, he needs to be in the middle.
Because you want him where the ball's ultimately going to come, right?
Yeah, I want him there. Well, I'm hoping he doesn't have to touch the ball. Because he's the last line. He's, other than the goalie, he's the last line of defence. So I'm trying to get him to organise everybody around them that he doesn't have to touch the ball. Listen, we spoke about Alan Hansen earlier. Alan Hansen could have worn the same jersey for most of the season without bothering to get it washed. Because he never had to make a challenge. He never had to do an awful lot because he was busy either sorting other people out or he was in the right spot that the ball wouldn't be played into it and into wherever it may be. So it's all about putting fires out before they even start. And Parky was fantastic at that.
So that was part one of Steve Nicol, the former Liverpool star, lifted the European Cup, also coached the New England Revolution, and you can catch him on ESPN. Some great insight from him. Part two will play next Tuesday here on Soccer Matters, ESPN 97.5, presented by the Daspit Law Firm.